Weld County is opening a new oil and gas department today. It comes 4 months after Colorado lawmakers passed Senate Bill 181. That's the new state rule that gives local governments more regulatory power over the industry. SKUNC's Matt Bloom reports county leaders hope it will bring more certainty to an uncertain time in energy development.
At a drill rig east of Greeley, dozens of workers are focused on moving equipment around a massive tower. But site manager Colby Edgington says there's another thing on everyone's mind.
We may have to take our trucks and go to Wyoming or Texas or Oklahoma or something where there is work, which means I'm going to lose my guys.
For now, rig work in Colorado is steady. Edgington is worried that will change in the next 6 to 12 months.
I don't think that there was enough responsibility taken with the bill to effectively know what the true outcome will be.
Since the passage of 181 in April, at least 8 communities have paused the permitting of new wells while they interpret the new law. This has left hundreds of applications in limbo. But Weld County, where most of Colorado's oil and gas is produced, is making itself a sanctuary for the industry. Last month, they voted on a land use ordinance that opened up more of the county to energy development. And starting this week, they're taking their boldest step yet.
Conference rooms already set up and ready to go.
Jason Maxey is head of the new Weld County Department of Oil and Gas Energy. He showed me around the building in Greeley a few days before the big opening.
This is the hearing room that we have here, so nice large room that can be more of a dual purpose type of setting. So right now the hearings are talked about to be scheduled once a week.
And are these hearings that are happening somewhere else right now, or are these a new type of hearing that are created because of the department?
This is a brand new type of hearing that is created based on the code changes in the new department.
The main idea is to create a one-stop shop for oil and gas affairs, as opposed to going through state regulators, according to Weld County Commissioner Barbara Kirkmeyer.
It's pretty black and white. Did you get the weeds controlled? Are you controlling the dust? Are you turning the lights off at night so that you're compatible and they're not shining in on a residential property right next to you? You know, it's those types of things.
She says this will help shorten normally lengthy permitting processing times by weeks and hopefully make oil and gas less of a political issue.
You now, oil and gas industry, are working with a local government that respects the industry, expects responsible development, and would do what we're held accountable for.
But there are already questions about how much power the new department will actually have. Last month, the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission sent a letter to commissioners saying the state still reigns supreme over wells sitting in parts of the county.
So no, it's not viewed disparagingly at all.
Chris Arend is a spokesman with the COGCC.
They've got a lot of oil and gas activity there, so maybe it makes sense for them to have an office, but it just obviously depends on how they carry out their new responsibilities.
But Kirkmeyer and the other commissioners responded by saying that's not how they interpreted the new law.
With the passage of Senate Bill 181, which is now law, we had our land use regulations enhanced. We also had a delegation of authority from the state.
Both sides are still talking. Arend says there are differences of opinion that are just going to take longer to figure out.
181 did elevate public health, safety, welfare, and the environment as a consideration in issuing permits. And so the county would also have to follow that. So those are some of the conversations that need to happen.
There's a lot of pride.
Back at the drill rig site, manager Colby Edgington takes some comfort in the opening of the new office. He says it sends a positive message to his crew and even people who don't work in the industry.
I think it's great. I think it's part of the social norm. Or I guess I shouldn't say social norm. It's just part of the life.
Part of life in Colorado.
Yeah, it's part of life in Colorado, you know.
Matt Bloom, KUNC, Greeley.